Well, here we go. Weekly, we do focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, we speak with Alita Kelly, founder of Southeast Market. Joining the discussion is WGVU Grants Manager Steve Chapel. Of course, our weekly radio segment, part of a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So, Alita Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Welcome. Looking forward to a conversation. And Steve Chapel, good morning to you, and I throw it to you.
Well, good morning, Shelley Irwin, host of The Morning Show. Good morning to our special guest, Alita Kelly, founder of Southeast Market, and a special hello to all of our wonderful WGV Morning Show listeners and supporters. We could not do it without you, and we're grateful that you help us perform our mission in the community. Shelley, WGVU is administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. We're very proud and privileged to be doing so in concert with a host of other organizations, and we're not only indebted to Kellogg for their essential funding, but first and foremost for their strategic vision and expertise on a global basis, trying to, in our case, focus on equity for all of our residents in West and Southwest Michigan. Toward that goal, we are doing two bits of work, one of which is we have an inclusion reporter who focuses in on underrepresented communities, inequities that impact communities of color. Also, we work with a cohort of leaders of color. We're building capacity in the community. We've offered 30 weeks of training in such areas of decolonizing the narrative, community organizing as a distribution channel, and then also media skills training. And this cohort of five individuals have produced content which we're now taking into the community to encourage change-based conversations. And so we're always looking to put the spotlight on individuals and organizations doing outstanding equity work, and we're very pleased that Alita Kelly can join us this morning.
Right. Thank you for that, Steve. The good work you and yours do. Alita Kelly, thank you again. You are here to provide a brief overview of your mission and work of the Southeast Market. Take it away.
Sure. So our mission is to increase access to healthy and culturally appropriate food for our community through a sustainable and equitable lens. And what that means is being intentional with every step of our process. And our model centers farmers and businesses from marginalized communities. So it's not the easiest way to do business, but since there's very little diversity in agriculture from a leadership standpoint, but it's work that must be done. And so our market represents an economic opportunity to encourage diversity in the agricultural sector and inspire more diversity for entrepreneurs and businesses and show them that there is a need for their work and service.
Alita, this is Steve again. You hold a degree from University of Michigan in environmental sciences and business, I believe.
Yes.
And also, you have done work in not only the environmental arena, but you were the nutrition program manager, and so you've done some work on in that arena. Please share with our listeners the location of Southeast Market. We were talking a little bit before we went on air about where your market, I believe that it's opening in early September, is that correct?
Right, mid-September.
And in that area, I believe you said in the Kalamazoo Hall, the Boston Square area, currently is there not much access to produce, to fresh fruits and vegetables? And is that one of your goals in opening this market?
Definitely, because nutrition plays such a large role in our health and immunity. 80% of our immune system lives in our gut. So when certain communities that are suffering from the effects of COVID disproportionately, simultaneously have low to no access when it comes to healthy food, we failed them. And when I'm saying we, I'm referring to those in our community with the capacity to develop something like a grocery store and increase access. We have the capacity, but don't do that work. So,
well,
oh, go ahead.
Thank you for that. I must say, out of choice, I spent several sessions with a registered dietitian, and it was life-changing for me. I was, quite frankly, embarrassed to realize how much I had forgotten or never knew about proper nutrition and the roles that fresh greens and fat, so much we're indoctrinated with, you must be on a low-fat diet. And I learned how wrong that was, that fat is essential in your diet and a certain amount every day.
Totally.
And then just the combination of fruits and vegetables and proper nutrition is just so essential. So share a little bit. In light of COVID-19, it's just put the spotlight and the inequities and the disparities, particularly in communities of color, that not only experience lack of access to food, but to proper nutrition. So once the market opens, what are some of your goals? Is there going to be an educational component? Are you going to be reaching out to communities of color?
Definitely. So right now the model, it will start as you can go onto our web-based platform and choose which items you'd like. But in the future, I'm looking forward to making curated carts or baskets where the food will be selected and chosen for you if you want that opportunity and that help to support your specific health outcomes. So let's say you have diabetes. We can help you create your box and provide you with recipes and suggestions so that you can get the health outcomes that you desire.
I guess I have kind of an unrelated question, but not really. In light of COVID-19, a lot of individuals are experiencing food insecurity. And we're lucky in our community that a number of foundations, organizations, and individuals have stepped up to really to help those that are experiencing food insecurities. From your perspective and your areas of expertise, what ways can the general public, can you and I do, what can we do to help out in light of this ongoing pandemic to help the community?
Well, I think it's important to look at marginalized communities and the leaders that are stepping up in those communities and really listen to them. There's been a lot of work around charitable giving of food in West Michigan, and that work is important. But something like the market provides dignity in a way that charity doesn't always do for both farmers and businesses and the customers. So it's time to listen to what marginalized communities are asking for. And if you listen, we're not asking for a handout. We want spaces in our community that are receptive to our needs, and they're led by people in our community. So I'm hoping that the market will challenge those who are used to giving as a means of a tax write-off and employ the type of radical sharing that supports marginalized communities, not just in the fleeting moment with free food, but through increasing health outcomes and intergenerational wealth. And I hope the market will be one means of realizing those notions.
Well, and as we know, every sector of our community, every ethnicity, every family does a lot to enrich the culture and the very fabric of our community. Shelley?
Weekly, we are focusing on the work of area individuals, organizations, advancing inclusion and equity. Today, of course, Alita Kelly, founder of Southeast Market, along with our WGVU Grants Manager, Steve Chappell. We still have some time to expand, so I want to talk to you more, Alita, about the opening and the future of your Southeast Market.
Sure. Yeah, so we will occupy our first home mid-September, and it will be open to only 30 individuals to get started. These are advocates, close friends of mine, community partners and leaders who will help us to fine-tune our processes. And we'll be employing just a curbside pickup or free delivery if you're in the 49507 zip code. Yeah, so that's how we'll be getting started. And we're already looking at a larger space to address the growing demand for this market and reach everyone that it needs to reach.
I'd like to point our listeners to your website. People can simply key in or go to southeastmarketgr.com. Again, that's southeastmarketgr.com. And I want to point their attention, all of our attention, to the mission. I'm just going to read it. It's fascinating and very encouraging. To increase access to healthy and culturally appropriate food for our community through a sustainable and equitable lens. And you've talked about vendors and suppliers and those that will bring food to your market from communities of color. Can you talk a little bit more about the equitable lens? And I know you've touched on that, but how is that going to play out in all of its ways?
Totally. So in my research, I've been trying to get in touch with farmers and businesses of color that really support this, our healthy mission as far as Whole Foods go. And it's hard because less than 2% of farmers in the United States are farmers of color. And that's from the leadership standpoint. And so there's really large disparities around ownership and leadership in agriculture. What I'm noticing is that there's more opportunities for engaging that type of demographic on the east side. And so it's a supply chain. We have to look at the supply chain in a new way. And just using what systems are in place right now, it would be the easy thing to do. But we need to dream bigger. And so I'm dedicated to seeing it through and having those hard conversations and going as far as Detroit to source some of our food. So when I say local, I'm referring to within Michigan.
Before I turn it back to Shelley Irwin, host of the morning show, I'm just going to state again where listeners can learn more about Southeast Market, and they may visit southeastmarketgr.com. Again, that's southeastmarketgr.com.
Very nice. Let's ask Alita how the community can help. Again, we've touched on this, but what is our action item?
Totally. So you can go to our website and donate towards our startup costs if you'd like to support that way. Additionally, in the future, as customers, that would be great. And yeah, I think that and sharing just that this project is underway and providing support via your skill set.
Very nice. Take care to you again, Alita Kelly, on behalf of the Southeast Market, you, the founder. Steve Chappell, take some time
thank
and close.
You.
Yes, certainly, Shelley. Again, we thank Alita Kelly, founder of Southeast Market, and truly it is much more than, and I don't want to say just a market, but it is. It's a total initiative and an approach to sustainable and equitable nutrition and a resource for the community. And you can learn more about that at southeastmarketgr.com. And if any of our listeners have missed any part of this interview with Alita Kelly, you may visit the WGBU News radio page a little later this afternoon. Just Google WGBU Radio News and go to Mutually Inclusive, where you can listen to this and other interviews in their entirety.
Steve Chappell, take care.
Thank
Good
you.
Weekend. Alita, same to you. Thank you very much. We'll talk again.